Paul, your PR guys sent out a release earlier about Mark Scheifele going on the IR. Is there anything new or complicating that implies, or is that just housekeeping kind of thing?
Well, just on body-wise, Matt Halaschuk was up for practice today. You saw that, right? Yeah. So
is there something new or different with Mark?
No, not since his skate. So he went out and skated for the 2 o'clock game. That was the first time he had been on the ice, and it wasn't as good as we had hoped it would be. They did some tests on it, and it's going to take a little longer. Nothing's changed since that day. No.
After the game last night, you mentioned something about you maybe don't quite understand why your team seems to be waiting for this to get easier. Is there anything you could specify what you mean by that? Is it skating speed or the power play or something along those lines you could point to?
No, it's just reaction to the difficulty. I'm talking about more of feel than anything else in tight games. And, you know, you see it a bunch of times. And Charlie and I were talking about teams that had either gone to the finals and then the next year, nothing seemed as easy, you know. And for us, you make the playoffs, so you come back and it's got to get easier, right? But it doesn't, and that there's a frustration to that. And then fighting through that frustration, I think, is getting excited about game, about the possibility of a good outcome. And it's like I said, a win is, hell, that's the way it should be, and a loss is, how could that possibly happen? Well, we didn't. There wasn't that feel. And that's part of handling the pressure.
So all of that said today, are you leaning towards kind words or harsh words for your team?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Right? We deal with the things that you didn't like directly and don't mince words on them. But you need to have an out, and you need to have, let me change a different word, you need to have a direction when you're coming off that as to how you expect to improve. There isn't a speech that makes everything right, so you've got to understand that you're going to get back into that same situation and you want to handle a little bit better, be a little bit stronger.
Blake Wheeler delivered a bit of a heartfelt speech, for lack of a better word, to us in there.
Nice for you guys.
He said the emotional investment, the emotional level, and investment is the word he used, isn't where it needs to be. What do you see in that area?
Emotional, so motivation, what drives you, what fires you up? That excitement, that positivity about the potential good outcome, the excitement going into the game, that's what I'd like to see out of this team, out of every team. And that drive that doesn't fade if a bad event happens on the ice, you know, that will to drive through the hard parts in the game and the losses as well, and rebound and come back and fight again. And we're learning how to do that. It's not an easy thing to learn.
And it was there more last year, wasn't it?
You know, at times, it's something that got built. I mean, I was talking to, I don't know if I can even tell this story. I'll tell it anyway, and he can call me out. I was talking to Rod Brindamore, a guy that I used to coach at the draft, and he said, I love watching your team the last 4 months of the season last year. He says, because I turned the TV off every second night thinking all these guys are done. You know, with some of the things that we went through, we don't remember any of that now. We remember the back-to-back shutouts, but that was easy. And that resilience is something that you learn, right? And you got to do it every year, every year. And I know this because I've watched Anaheim play, right? And it's not as easy as you think. So we're learning how to do that, and you got to pull teeth at times, but you can't lose that belief that you can.
And how much of getting that at that is your job, and how much is theirs?
So, I mean, I'm not playing goal, right? So I don't have to prepare for that. Everything else, that the mood of the team, the fight level, that is the question that I first and foremost need to answer every day. So it's all on me. Having a tough day.
Does the bonus of that still have the fact you're only 4 points behind the team you're playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, there's a reason for that, right? They're losing too. And so it's not Christmas all around the National Hockey League. And it's beyond a bonus. It's a good spot. It's a good spot given what I think we've had a pretty tough schedule in the first half. And I think we've got something we can work with in the second half. And we've got some games here. So while I'm looking at this as 8 days from now, we could be in a darn good spot and in a pretty good mood. But prior to us getting that, to get into that day, we got to get that day to happen here tomorrow, right? We got to get that, be jacked up for the game, get fired up. You know, we've had one shutout this year. So if they score that goal that's happened in 42 other games, we got to handle that right and get our fight back on.
What does Johansson bring into their roster that obviously you didn't see in the first couple of matchups against them?
So Nashville, going back, have always been, I think, one of the best forechecking teams in the league, and that was true when Barry was there, and it's true when Peter's there. Really hard on the puck, and so many good things that come from their back end. Two or three more plays a game, which is really all you need to have happen. You know, two or three more skilled plays, one or two more finishes on plays that'll allow them to score the goals that they're looking for right now. He's a very, very skilled man. Okay. I'm sorry?
You had a pretty long chat with Blake at the end.
Can you share it? No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. I talk to a lot of players every day. Sometimes I don't get to a guy by the time we get to the ice. I will say this to you. Rarely do I have a conversation on the ice that has heavy, heavy significance. If I'm calling a guy out or giving him the barrels, it's going to be in my office or in the main locker room. So you don't need one of those whisper 2000s. There was nothing. I see one of you guys with the dome up there. I'll know what's going on. All right.